For 2 hours in a pretty even split, the public testified for and against the emissions test. The arguments were much the same as 8 months ago when the Assembly voted to abolish the program by an 8-2 vote.
My name is Steve Malarvey. I've been an auto mechanic here in Anchorage for about 25 years and doing IM tests for about 14. My feeling is that the IM program in its current form has run its course.
Rick Braun agreed.
The IM program should die. Put a stake in it. Kill it.
Like others, Braun said it was no longer the IM test, but catalytic converters and self-monitoring computer systems contained in the cars themselves that were making the difference.
The cars are solving the air quality problem. The biggest thing that says we don't have an air quality problem is 12 years of no failures.
Dr. Dick Monsager said the anti-pollution systems were not perfect. The test was still needed.
Say, as cars get older, they do fail, and we don't need to do it at 4 years like we did before. Cars are better. I encourage you to not break a system that's working.
Monsager was one of several physicians and lung association representatives speaking in favor of the test. Prior to the IM program, Anchorage's air pollution levels frequently exceeded federal standards. The violations jeopardized residents' health and the city's federal funding. The approximately 25-year-old city program requires vehicles to pass the test every 2 years for the state to renew registration. The cost is approximately $60. Assembly Chair Matt Klayman distributed a municipal tally of Anchorage vehicles failing the test in 2006. That year, just under 3% of 4-year-old vehicles failed the IM test. With 10-year-old vehicles, that rose to 12%, and with 18-year-old vehicles, it was 24% failure. Laura Muller was concerned with no IM requirement, people would have no incentive to fix their vehicles.
I have asthma. My daughter has asthma. I would ask you to please not leave my child at the mercy of people who may or may not feel like getting their car serviced.
Like the public testimony, the Assembly debate over continuing the IM test followed a similar pattern to the one last November. Assemblymember Debbie Osiander spoke against continuing the test.
Carbon monoxide emissions have decreased over 60%, and all the projections show them continuing to decrease dramatically. Note this chart that was passed out. With or without an IM program, the air is going to get cleaner.
Member Sheila Selcraig was one of 5 co-sponsors backing continuation.
We're in a category of cities that have some of the worst air in the country. It's based on EPA standards. We still have a serious air problem in this community, and this tool is a good tool, and it does reduce the CO in the air by 9 tons a day.
If the arguments were the same as last November, the Assembly makeup is not. April's municipal election shifted the balance of power from conservative to liberal, as reflected in the final vote. Klayman, Selcraig, Patrick Flynn, L.V. Gray Jackson, Mike Gutierrez, and Harriet Drummond voted in favor of the testing. Osiander, Bill Starr, Jennifer Johnston, and Chris Birch voted against. Assemblymember Dan Coffey did not participate due to a conflict of interest. The approved ordinance does contain some changes from the former program. New vehicles would not be tested for 6 years. 1967 and older cars are considered historic and would not require a test, and cars with new or modified engines would now be allowed if they met tailpipe emission standards. The ordinances passed also includes 2 amendments proposed by Mayor Mark Begich. The test will continue as a municipal option rather than a requirement under state and federal control. And the effectiveness of the IM program will come up for Assembly review every 3 years, beginning in 2010. The mayor's proposed sunset clause for December 2011 was defeated. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.